Hiya, dear Boom. This is my day 21 of May Days. I've done my day 20. I've just posted my day 20 from a few days ago. It was waiting to be posted. I did it on day 20, but I didn't post it. I'm just trying to think now. So the 21st was a Wednesday, wasn't it? No, Wednesday. No, beg your pardon. No, the 21st was a Thursday. Yeah, I'm right, yeah. So I'm on to Thursday now. Just catching up with my May Days. I thought I'd get caught up and stuff. So what I'm going to do is demonstrate how to do a roast chicken. No, I'm not actually, going to do a roast chicken at this time of night. This is a demonstration of how to do a roast chicken in the combination oven. And basically, I'm going to talk you through it, but I'm going to use the oven so you can actually hear how you would do it. So, on Thursday, which is the 21st, if I remember rightly, hang on a minute. Saturday was the 23rd, wasn't it? So, today's the 24th. So, it's Sunday the 24th now, and it's about something past 12 at night. But I thought I'd at least get day 20 posted, which I had already recorded, which I've done. And I thought I'd get day 21 recorded. So, day 21 was a Thursday. Yeah, it was, yeah. Sorry about keep repeating myself, I'm just trying to remember. Just bear with me a sec. I am back. If ever you're not sure what a particular day it was, for example, you think, oh, what was the date last Thursday? Ask Siri, it will tell you. I've just tried it, and it tells you straight away. It's actually very useful, actually. Let's say if you've just been refused access with your guide dog to a taxi, for example, it's very useful. Or you went somewhere on a particular day, or whether it's something good or something bad, it doesn't matter. It's very useful for all sorts of different reasons. So if you ever need to know what a particular date it was on a particular day, ask Siri, it'll tell you. Really cool. Anyway, getting back to this boo. Thursday the 21st, a lady called Julie came. I've mentioned her in a few boos. She came to do some more cooking with me. And we cooked a roast chicken, which I've still got some of it in the fridge. I need to use that up today, actually. Later on, when I go. I'll have my lunch later. I need to use that up. I'm off to bed in a few minutes, but once I've done this boo, and I'll do days 22 and 23 later on. But anyway, let's get back onto this boo. What I'm going to talk about is roasting a chicken in the combination oven, how easy it is to do, for those who want to know. What you do, you take your chicken, you brush it with some margarine or butter. You brush it with margarine or butter, should I say. And you place it onto the oven tray, onto the metal tray that comes with the oven. Place the tray inside the oven on the turntable. And then you press the... The third button on the fourth row. Until you hear this.
Auto-braised chicken, 0.8 kilos.
You then enter the weight with the 10 minutes and 1 minute buttons and, on the 7th row, or on the 6th row, bear with me. Yeah, it's the 6th row, beg your pardon. On the 6th row, so you would press your... You can press your 10-second button to change the unit from metric to imperial and vice versa. So you can go
1 pound, 12 ounces.
Or
0.8 kilos.
Now, my chicken was exactly, well, was just, it was 1.5 kilos, which is the maximum weight you can cook in this. So all I did was I pressed the 1 minute button and went
1.5 kilos.
And I pressed it again just to make sure
1.5 kilos.
I was at the full weight. I then pressed start. which I'm going to do now.
Start. Auto roast whole chicken. 1.5 kilos. 37 minutes. 30 seconds. Pause. Press cancel.
We'll cancel that because we're not actually going to roast a chicken, innit? But that's how you would go about it. That's how you go about doing the chicken in this. So let me just recap. Well, you press your auto roast button, which is the third button on the fourth row, until you hear auto roast whole chicken. You then use your 10 second buttons if you want to change from kilos to pounds and ounces. Or if you want to stay in kilos, you can do that. Or if you're already on pounds and ounces, because it does remember settings as well. Or I think if you cancel it out, it goes back. But then, once you so basically you can enter the weight on the sixth row. So you press your auto cook button to choose what you want to cook. So in this case, a whole chicken. Enter the weight on the sixth row, using your 1 minute and 10 minute buttons. And then you press start. The oven will tell you what program you've selected, will confirm what program you've selected, as you heard, and will tell you how long it took, how long it's going to take. It will also, halfway through cooking, speak a warning to rearrange food. It will ask you to rearrange the food. You'll hear beep, 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 as you normally do when the program's finished. But instead of it saying complete, it will say rearrange food. It basically means turn the food over. So you come in, you turn the food over. So you open the door, turn the food over, close the door. Press continue, press start again to continue the program. And it will finish it off. And it did a fantastic job. Once you've finished cooking the chicken, what I did is I left it to stand. The oven will actually say complete, leave to stand. And I keep that warning. I leave it to stand in the oven for a couple of minutes. I left it to stand in the oven for a couple of minutes. And then I took it out of the oven, took the tray out of the oven, and wrapped the chicken in cling film. Not cling film, I beg your pardon, in foil. Not cling film. Never, don't use cling film. That was a slip of the tongue. Use tin foil, which I have here. I wrapped it in tin foil and left it to stand for 10 minutes. Between 5 and 10 minutes. I left it for about 10 minutes. In fact, I left it for longer than that. I left it for about an hour or so because I wanted to leave it to cool anyway. Because I wasn't intending on using it straight away anyway. I left it to cool, and once it had cooled down enough, I made myself a sandwich for my lunch, and then I put the rest in the fridge. And it came out really nice. It was really good. So I've got a bit left, actually, to make a sandwich with later, and then that's that. Time has had a little taste, because...
Speed 1 minute and 33 seconds.
Yeah, you know, I've used it for like treats and things in the past, so I give them a little teeny tiny taste. I know I probably shouldn't, but... All of the meat, nothing else, nothing, no bone or anything like that. That's basically how you cook a chicken in the combination oven. If anyone has any questions, feel free to message me. And I'll be willing to answer any questions you may have. So that's basically how you cook a chicken in the talking combination oven. We'll leave it there, and I'll speak to you guys on day 22. Speak to you soon. And sorry about the umming and ahhing as to whether it was Thursday or the 21st. I couldn't remember. But now I know that Siri will tell me that type of thing. I'll do that in future. Anyway, I will leave it here and I will speak to you on the day 22, boo.